the connection. We've been going through the season of Lent. We've been looking at different topics, prayer, fasting, and neighbor. And then how, under all of that, the overarching idea of Lent is this idea of turning from sin and remaining faithful to the gospel. And so tonight, I want to have us revisit those themes. But I ran across an artist named John Riley, and I'd like to use his paintings tonight to help us in thinking about these three themes and the theme of confession. John Riley is an artist from England in 1928 to 2010. And I want to read just a little bit of how he describes his paintings and the purpose behind it. He says this: "My paintings are not concerned with the surface appearance of people or things, but they try to express something of the fundamental spiritual reality behind this surface appearance. I try to express in visible forms the oneness and unity of this invisible power binding all things into one whole. I'm trying to paint the glory of God, and through that, the meaning of life." And so tonight we will be invited to ponder his paintings as we listen to stories and scripture readings. And along with each one of those themes, there's an opportunity for us to think and to pray. And there'll be a musical response that goes along with each one. And so the basic idea is that you'll be invited to participate in these stories and asking God to help you understand in a deeper way these themes. I started thinking about this as I was reading through the Gospels this past week. And there's this moment in Luke where Jesus the writer says that he resolutely turns and sets out towards Jerusalem. And what's interesting about this is that as we track with Jesus, we understand very clearly that he has a purpose, and that this purpose is to do the will of his Father, and that he everything that he's doing is always tied back to that purpose. And so even though he knows and his disciples are beginning to understand that the movement towards Jerusalem is going to cause him trouble and maybe physical harm, he still understands that he has to move in that direction. And right after Jesus, right after we have this statement, Jesus begins this journey towards Jerusalem, and he invites people to follow along. There's moments in which he encounters people, and he says, "Follow me, follow me." And right after he says this, in Luke 9:57, this is the account that we have. "As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, 'I will follow you wherever you go.' But Jesus replied, 'Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head.' Then Jesus said to another person, 'Come, follow me.' The man agreed, but then said, 'Lord, first let me return home and bury my father.' And Jesus told him, 'Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God.' Another said, 'Yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family.' And Jesus said to them, 'Anyone who puts their hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God.'" And so here's this invitation that we have been given to follow Jesus. And so tonight, as we move through these three themes, invite you to be drawn into these stories, as if you can hear Jesus saying to you, "Follow me." And so what Chris and Christy will be reading are encounters that we have, that we see, in which we learn something about Jesus, in which we learn something about praying, about fasting, about how to respond to our neighbor, about what it means to live lives that are holy, live lives that look like who God is. And Jesus, in this kind of call to follow, is always willing to teach, is always willing to embrace. And yes, there's moments when we make mistakes, there's moments when we get it wrong, but it's always about following and learning. And Jesus demonstrates in the present what he is promising for the future, and what they will learn that their lives will be about, what our lives are to be about. And so I invite you, as Christine and Chris and Christy read, I don't want to say that too many times, just to look at the paintings and allow the words and the picture to draw you in and to hear what God wants to say to you this evening. We're going to, in front of each theme, to pray this little prayer out of Micah 6:8. And really, I think the themes of Lent all tie back to this idea of what it means to love God with a heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. And I think that Micah 6:8 sums that up for us. And so, as we begin this journey together, would you pray this with me? He has shown us, O people, what is good. And what does the Lord require of us? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.